Recording in progress.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please rise for the pledge and invocation.
Mr. Waddell, Mr. Johnstone,
here.
Mr. Shealy,
here.
Ms. Dvorich,
here.
Mr. Julian,
here.
Mr. Lastic,
here.
Mr. Salito,
here.
Mr. Marino.
Here, you've had your meeting minutes distributed before you.
Second.
Moved by Waddell, seconded by Shealy to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications to City Council.
First, a letter to City Council from Steve Ruman.
Second.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Julian, to accept a letter from Mr. Ruman and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, a letter to City Council from Steve Imers.
Second.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Shield, accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Next is a letter to City Council from St. Pope John 23rd Parish in regards to the legislation you have in front of you for the CIC grant.
Accept and place on file.
Second.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Shealy to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, from the Auditor's Office, statement of cash from revenue expense for December 2024.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Salido, seconded by Waddell to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, from the Auditor's Office, check report by check number for December 2024.
Motion to accept and place on file.
By Salido, seconded by Lastic, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And last, from the Niles Municipal Court, the 2024 annual report.
Accept and place on file.
Second.
Moved by Joy and seconded by Waddell. Place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is that it, Nikki? Next order of business, individuals that would like to address council on agenda items only. Mr. Strong? And then John will get you.
My name is Richard Strong. I live at 1017 Robbins Avenue. And I'm here to address the guardrail issue that was passed by City Council. I'm looking right at the mayor's letter here. And one of the things that jumps right out to me is all parties agree that upgraded signage and placement of two-directional large arrow sign is justified. No, I don't know what parties he's talking about. He's certainly not talking about Dave Giancola.
Mayor, I object this. It's on the agenda currently.
Basically, that's
Strong,
just...
Mr. Strong, hang on one second. What?
Mr. Zuzulo,
it automatically comes back for that next. So it
back,
right.
It is on the agenda.
It was accepted. It was accepted at the last meeting. Pursuant to the council rules, council must act on it at this meeting.
Mr. Zuzulo explained it to you, Mr. Julian. Would you explain to him again?
So, to the parliamentarian, is it on the agenda or not?
Yes, it's on the agenda.
On the agenda.
It's not on the actual list. By order of our council rules, council must pass on it tonight.
Thanks for asking. Continuous time. We held your time, so you had 30 seconds. Thanks, sir. Continue, please.
It also goes on to talk about there's no engineering. It most certainly is. Trumbull County engineer. It talks specifically about ODOT signage while ignoring the ODOT recommendation that if signage doesn't work, there should be a guardrail there. Doug Salido and Aaron Johnstone at the safety committee meeting broached the fact. They said the fact is that this is not just three instances. If you go back to 71, it's 14, according to Dave Giancola. This is a well-known thing that had boilers there before the curbs were replaced. It is a danger, and it's when we said about, you know, it hitting houses and things like that, we just assumed that thinking people would realize that that's crossing a sidewalk to hit that house. We didn't know that we had to spell out that there might be a puppy dog, a bird, a person, a baby, whatever. I didn't realize that. We found that out at the committee meeting, and we spelled it out. It ignores the ODOT's final recommendation, which would be the guardrail. It ignores Trumbull County Engineer's recommendation to put in a guardrail. It ignores the constituents' desires and, frankly, needs, and for no good reason. The mayor is doing it for no good reason, and the three people who voted with in concert with the mayor and keeping this going are doing it for no good reason, no basis in fact. Thank you for your time.
Your comments, sir. Mr. DeVorge?
John DeVorge, 607 Fifth Street. Okay. I want to address the same thing to council that Richard Strong just talked about. I don't know why we're still talking about this. I guess I want to ask all you council people, if this was your house, would you want the guardrail? You got to ask yourself that question. And are you guys going to wait until there's a casualty or a fatality? And then instead of being proactive now, oh, let's do something, because I think now that somebody got hurt or killed, we need to do something. And I think this is way more serious than what some of you are considering here. So that's all I have to say.
Thanks, John. Anyone else wish to address council on agenda items? Something on the agenda? Come on.
Abigail Bickerstaff, I also just ask council, please think, as Mr. DeVorge said, if that was your home, your child's home, your parents' home, do the right thing. You know, politics aside, somebody lives there. And ultimately, when somebody does die because of the recklessness and the non-proactive action, how are we all going to feel at the end of the day? Thank you.
Thanks, Abigail. Anyone else? Anyone else? In the opinion of the chair, there being none. Committee reports of council?
I have none.
Next order of business, the presentation of this evening's legislation.
I'd like to ask the mayor to reconsider the veto on this situation. And in light of the reason I want to do that as well is for two. One is council, as everyone knows, is its own individual branch, legislative branch, and the mayor is the administrative branch. While the mayor does have authority to veto, it's not a common thing that happens, being it hasn't happened in 30 years. I think it can be considered as a government outreach, and it can start a bad practice of the one-man rule type situation. James Shealy, as a public safety chair, was entrusted to do research and come up with knowledge on facts on the situation. We've heard some ODOT individuals said that they wouldn't recommend it. I have high-ranking ODOT officials I met with that said they would come in and testify to such. That is, they do recommend. And the county engineer has said that he would also testify if it needed to be. I guess what's coming out of this is opinions vary. And it was said to me about the highest-ranking ODOT official that we didn't want drug into this. We don't want to be the scapegoat on this. This is something that we never usually get involved in. Your city reached out to us and brought us into this. These are things that you guys normally handle internally here. And this is a guardrail. We've got a lot of good things that's happened in the past year. And I'm not trying to slight the issue, but we've spent months debating over a guardrail that, truth be known, has become a personality conflict between others. And this situation needs to be laid to rest. And I, even if there's only a 1% chance of somebody being hurt or injured and say, well, it could have happened. If it does happen, I don't know how, as Ms. Bickerstaff and others said, how you're going to face those people that live every day with your fingers crossed, hoping that it doesn't happen. We already own the guardrail. It's not a big issue to install it. And I can show you that we can clearly get coverage from the ODOT is in regard to doing this. They said if they said not to do it and we still did it, you get sued. They said there is no guarantee it would happen. You talk about defensible positions. Either side can be defensed, and either side can be challenged. So I know I think we've heard enough and we've seen enough, and this has went on. But again, I would encourage us to keep moving forward and not use something this of this magnitude, a veto, is kind of a, I feel disrespectful to the other branch, that you got to allow them to operate, and we shouldn't do things just because we can and shut down budgets, et cetera, if that's what we do, just to get back and forth. We need to work together and continue to work together, and the seriousness of this issue has been raised, like I said, twofold. A, about council being stepped on, and B, of the issue itself that I think ultimately is the city's decision to make. And that's where I think it should be, and that's my comment.
It is the intent of the council member to lay a motion on the floor to reconsider. A second to the motion to reconsider.
Second.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Dvorich to reconsider. A motion to reconsider, shall the ordinance number 144-24 be adopted notwithstanding the veto of the mayor. Those voting yea to override the mayor's veto. Those voting no to sustain the mayor's veto. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Waddell?
No.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
No.
Mr. Lastic?
No.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
I have 3 no's to sustain and 4 yeas to override.
The mayor's veto sustained. Would the clerk please present the next item on this evening's agenda for legislation, please?
Draft number 2-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance appointing and reappointing members to various boards as required by the Ohio Revised Code and Niles Codified Ordinance declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Julian, seconded by Lastic for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 2-25 has received its second reading. Would the clerk now present the consent agenda for the first time passed together with suspension of 3 readings?
Draft number 17-25. An ordinance authorizing the service director and or park board to advertise for bids and contract for the Stevens Park Tennis and Pickleball Courts project. Draft number 20-25. An ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the unencumbered light fund to the light consultant engineering for TAP grant. Draft number 21-25. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated funds for Fund 217 Police and Fire for purchase of equipment. Draft number 25-25, a resolution authorizing the City of Niles to engage the Trumbull County Engineer to perform engineering design and services for the Stevens Park Resurfacing Project and Waddell Park Bowl Track Project. Draft number 26-25, a resolution authorizing the service director to issue requests for qualifications to support, program manage, and troubleshoot SCADA systems as well as PLCs as a preferred vendor for the wastewater treatment plant and pump stations for the year 2025 and 2026. Draft number 27-25, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. And draft number 28-25, an ordinance authorizing the direct purchase of a 2025 Ford F-550 truck.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salito for suspension on the consent agenda. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
By Julian, seconded by Lastic. Adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
And Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Your consent agenda is adopted under suspension of your rules. Would the clerk please present this evening's first?
Draft number 15-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the disposal of obsolete vehicle by internet auction on GovDeals as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city and declaring an emergency.
It's pleasure.
And for a first reading.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Waddell for a first reading. Questions or comments? Would the clerk please, please call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Yes. Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 15-25 has received its first reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 16-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the disposal of obsolete vehicle by internet auction on GovDeals as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
By Julian, seconded by Waddell for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 16-25 has received its first reading. Present the next draft.
Draft number 18-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a purchase agreement with Trumbull County Land Revitalization Corporation for the real property and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Second.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Julian for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 18-25 has received its first reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 19-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the transfer of unused lands owned by the City of Niles to the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles, Ohio.
Motion for a first reading.
Second.
Johnstone, seconded by Dvorich for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 19-25 has received its first reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 22-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund account 101 to the general fund miscellaneous account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Second.
Moved by Johnstone. Who seconded it? Dvorich. Okay. I didn't hear. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 22-25 has received its first reading. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 23-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund account 101 to the general fund miscellaneous account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Second. By Johnstone, seconded by Dvorich for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
23-25 has received its first reading. Will the clerk please present the last draft?
Draft number 24-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund account 101 to the general fund miscellaneous account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles and declaring an emergency.
For a first reading.
By Johnstone, seconded by Dvorich for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorak. Mr. Julian.
Yes.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. Salito.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 24-25 has received its first reading. That concludes this evening's legislation. The next order of business are comments of general concern to City Council. If you would like to address Council on a general concern, please raise your hand, be recognized by the chair, and step forward. Anyone? Yeah.
Good evening, Abigail Bickerstaff. I just wanted to address Council and City staff as well about Vianna Avenue from Robbins to Niles Vianna, where it had just been repaved a few months ago. That road is already blowing apart and falling apart. There are several places where there are large cracks in that pavement. The shoulders of the roads are blowing apart. There's potholes forming. There is standing water in a lot of the areas. Is something going to be done about this? I feel like we spent a lot of money and got a really shoddy job done.
Yes, Abigail. We had noticed that earlier this month. There was immediate correspondence sent to ODOT and the contractor, Carvo. They came out. They had inspected the areas. They documented everything. We are waiting on correspondence back from them for guidance and next steps. But they're to your point, it is very disheartening. The investment that we had put into all of our roads, not just that, citywide, a historic number, dollar amount invested in the city roads, and the winter thus far has really taken a toll on the road. So not only though that ODOT project on 46 and 169, but also our local project, we are noticing issues, and both ODOT and two individual contractors were contacted. So again, we're waiting on guidance and next steps to see how we're going to go about repairs due to the damp fall, the very damp fall, and the immediate freeze that we had occurred this winter so far.
Thank you.
Timmy, anyone else? Anyone else? Chuck?
Chuck Johnstone. My question, Bob, is basically I haven't seen anything since the last time I came up here about the housing in my neighborhood. I haven't seen anything that's been done. Not one thing has been taken care of. In the response that I got on the properties that I listed, one of the responses sent back to me was, the owner's in jail. Well, that owner's been in jail for a good 10, 15 years. The house is deplorable. The property's deplorable. Somebody has to be able to take care of this property, whether the man's in jail or not. I still don't understand why this can't be finished and done. The properties are just sitting there and no one's doing a thing. I don't hear nothing about it. I don't see anything about it. What are we doing? Do you guys get any answers of what's happening?
Do you have anything else after this, Chuck? Because I don't want to take all your time up.
I was going to ask him as well. No,
So there was a meeting. The mayor held it, the law director, Mr. Johnstone, and myself with the department. And we asked for clarification on the process used when a complaint comes in, from the time it comes in, and how it's handled. And they assured us that when complaints are received, they immediately address it. And in particular, we discussed Hyde, Vine, and your concerns and the ways in which we're communicating back to residents and making sure there's a process. Shame on me. I assumed that there would have been follow-up with you based upon what we discussed at that meeting and the process that we're going to use to inform our citizens. So is that not the appropriate context of that meeting?
Yes, that was.
So that's number one. Number two was the concern with filing charges in court and being more aggressive in pursuing legal action against those ongoing violators and how that's going to be. Obviously, the prosecutor works with the administration on that, but I think it's safe to say that, all parties understand the seriousness with which we take it with respect to being aggressive and pursuing charges. So those are the two avenues that were discussed. So I don't know why they didn't get back to you. I mean,
is that going to be another? Well, it's got to be 45 days for them to go out, and then another 45 days, and then we got another 60 days to take them to court, another 90 days before, and we still don't see anything happening.
We had a general discussion about. I don't want to speak for the prosecutor, and I definitely don't want to speak for the judicial branch. I don't know is the answer. Phil, what is the answer?
Yeah, we set parameters going forward with hard deadlines that would need to be met with the except for the exception of extenuating circumstances. I'm not sure which property you're specifically speaking to. As the prosecutor, the cases come to me. I prosecute the cases. So we set out that because, again, this is behavior modification, we are looking at trying to not punish people, not having to put it on the city to go after them. We have to show we want to show everyone, the defendant, the court, that we are attempting to, work with the owner. If the owner is doing it, then we're going to give them more time to get it. In this particular instance, I'm going to have to talk to you directly about it because I'm not sure which house you're talking about, okay? But just in general.
Address is 156 Sayers. That's the address Sayers. For the guy that's in jail.
Okay, yeah. I'm not sure. I'll talk to you about it, okay?
Phil, what happens when the guy's incarcerated for a period of time that large, 10 years or more? What happens as far as, that doesn't alleviate his duty to have to be in code, right? What happens?
Yeah, ultimately, it would likely fall on the city to do. And then if we're going to remediate it, that's only really going to be the only way to do it if there's no other owner to, enforce against. And then we would put it on the tax duplicate and eventually try and foreclose on the tax duplicate. It's not a, a great option for us, but that would be the only way for us to be able to remediate the situation. We have a completely uncooperative or unable owner to be able to fix the property.
Well, surely if he's been in jail that long, I mean, somebody's not paying the taxes on this property, right?
Right. We don't control the tax foreclosure. That's the problem. That's at the county.
So your time's up.
That's what we would be doing is ultimately putting our nuisance fees and fines onto the tax duplicate so that we could then foreclose through that. That would be the goal. Okay. It's not going to be a quick process on that.
It's just such an ongoing thing that is pathetic, absolutely pathetic. Boarded up windows, broken windows, curtains blowing out.
Would you like a little more time? I motion for 3 more minutes because there's something I'd like to address.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by DeVorge for just 3 minutes. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Aye. Opposed, motion carries. Go ahead, Chair.
So we have... out of this meeting, the one thing that I took more than anything that was positive was when I came in and I was first elected last year and I was sworn in January, we submitted a list of properties, 22 properties set for demolition. And we submitted that to the county for additional funding and support to raise these properties. Since then, the housing and zoning, whatever his title was, he resigned. And we have a new gentleman in there now who I wanted to make sure I put a positive light on. He is focusing more on rehabilitation of these homes as opposed to demolition. It's better for the city. It provides housing that's needed. The reason I bring all this up is that list just come back. When you want to talk about how slow government is, it was almost a full year before we heard back from the county. When the county finally came back and said, yes, we'll give you the money for these 22 properties, we only have 4 left. And I wanted to highlight that as a positive thing that the new housing and zoning inspector is putting his focus into these rehabilitations. And I think that is exactly what you're looking for. I do apologize that it's not happening at the exact location and as quickly as probably as most of us would like. But I assure you that he has a comprehensive plan on how he's going to rehabilitate some of these properties and save some of those properties which is a benefit to the city as far as tax revenue, getting residents home, like I said. But I wanted to make sure I spot. That was jaw-dropping to me that we applied to demo 22 properties, and by the time we got our funding and secured, there was only four left. So I know he's working. I know he's busting his hump on this. I will specifically ask for this property that you're saying, and he's been very responsive when we ask for help.
And I can't tell you just very recently without naming the property, I just got a conviction on a case with a $2,500 fine and 30 days or contempt of court. So it's moving forward, but it's a process, okay?
Chuck, real quick, 156, this is the only property or the major one in question. What I'm asking is if this is the property in question, if you would meet myself and the housing director at that property tomorrow, so we're all on the same page. Beauty tends you if you call my office tomorrow, we'll set it up. But I would ask that we all be there, so we all understand the same issue there. Again, like I was saying, Beauty does seem to be in the eyes of the beholder. And if we're all on the same page, if we're all looking at the same violation, broken windows, what have you, I don't know if it's something they missed or what have you, but if we're all there, we're all able to get on the same page with it, I think that may help.
Thank you.
I'll put it down. Yep.
Thank you.
The meeting was incredible. I want to thank Mr. Marino for coming as well. The meeting was incredibly productive. They went through their entire system, their computer system, found a lot of open claims prior to Mr. Durno coming on that they were able to work through. I think working with Phil, coming up with hard deadlines, there was a lot of really productive discussions in that meeting. And I want to, for the record, thank everybody who came out and put forth that effort.
Thank you. Your time's up. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? In the opinion of the chair, there being none. Next order of business, miscellaneous remarks. The chair has no remarks. Mayor?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I do want to inform everyone that our 2025 Hometown Hero Banner Program is live. The application and all of the information is on the homepage of the city website. That has been sent to the news outlets as well. I would say if you're going to participate in the banner program, space is limited, just like last year, to 130 veterans banners. And if you're going to do it, get your applications in ASAP, because in another 2 weeks, we will be totally sold out. So 2025 banner program is now live. And finally, want to recognize two long-term city employees on their upcoming retirements, Detective Craig Aurelio from the Niles Police Department and firefighter Ron Danedict from the Niles Fire Department. I want to recognize both of those gentlemen and thank them for their years of service and wish them nothing but the best in their next chapter. And that's all I have, Mr. President.
Remember when they started? Wow, time flies when you're having fun. Holy mackerel. Mr. Auditor?
No comment.
Mr. Law Director?
No comment.
Mr. Service Director? No comment. Mr. Safety Director? No. Chief?
Yes, to what the mayor said.
So that ladder truck's in process, right? Do. No comment. We'll take that as a yes. Mr. Waddell.
Amazing. Thank you.
John's, are you going to get yelled at by the mayor and the auditor?
Real quickly, I'd like to, we did have our CIC meeting. That was Tuesday, January 14th. The grant program is something that I'm very, very passionate about. I put a lot of time in this year, and it's kind of exploded. It's kind of taken off above our expectations very quickly. We, in this last meeting, have put in some measures There's going to be a window for application now that we've never had. There's going to be a scoring matrix done by Ms. Rosenblad. She did a fantastic job. She should be commended for her work. That's going to give a score to these businesses to make everything on the level playing field. There will be no questions on who gets these and how they're getting them. I am so proud of how that is. But the reason I bring this up is we are having a discussion internally at CIC now about how we get the word out. And I think the best way is word of mouth, right? We're talking about having some events. We're talking about having some literature created, but letting you folks know what's available to small businesses here in Niles, that they have a partner. Not only do they have extremely affordable utilities, but we have a grant program that we want to partner with them and foster their journey here in the city. So that is available on the website, the city website. I'd encourage anyone that knows any business owners here in Niles, please go to the city website for more information. There is money available as far as just cleaning up and landscaping all the way to signage and facade. So we look forward to partnering with more businesses, and I appreciate getting the help, getting the word out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Shealy?
Yes, I would just like to thank our street department for the job well done with our streets. I have had a few calls during this time about Russell Avenue and an issue with the hill over there, and I get calls about few other streets over there, and every time I know those guys are out busy, I call down, and Mr. Flaherty actually fields those calls then, and I thank you, Mr. Flaherty, for the times that I've had to call down there to you, talk to you about some situations with getting things taken, and you get it, and thank you very much, and thank our guys out there plowing these streets.
Mr. Vorich?
Yes. Gotcha. I'm disappointed that the mayor has chosen this issue to dig his heels in on so hard enough to grant, you know, a veto. I hope that over the next period of days that you'll take some time to reconsider. I haven't heard a very good or valid argument as why not to put this guardrail up, but I have heard several good arguments about why we should. And you know, we're being put in a position where, at this point now, we're going to be reactive, and we have the opportunity right now to be proactive. And, you know, just by the mere fact of your veto, you're basically saying you're willing to go it alone. So God forbid anything happens, whether someone be hurt or worse than that, I guess I'm just saying that you're going to be the one that's going to have to explain why we didn't take care of this. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salito?
We have the bench program at Iowa Park. It's somewhere between $500 to $700 approximately. The cost isn't, you know, completely set yet, but you'd have to contact the mayor's office. As the public grounds chair, myself and the mayor have tentatively agreed to 6 benches that will be personalized, have your name, your family, and or a memory of whatever you choose to have it done. That number could increase. Right now, the plan is to see how 6 looks without crowding up the area too much. And so contact his office. I am going to speak on this guardrail. It'll probably be the last time at this point because I always look at 3 parameters when I'm trying to see something happen. I got to make sure it's not illegal, that it doesn't harm your neighbor, another one in the city, and it doesn't create a financial hardship to the city. In looking over that guardrail issue, it does none of those. I don't think it's a weakness to show that you want to change or compromise. I think it's a strength, and it's the role of a leader to show that you are willing to compromise. That's not meant as a backhanded slap of the mayor by any means. It is okay to change course sometimes and look at things, and hopefully he does reevaluate or does look at other options as time goes on. But I do accept the fact that working together doesn't always mean getting your way or winning that argument, but accepting that the process went the distance and it was decided upon through a democracy, which we did. So I know that citizens as well have grown tired of hearing this over and over, but we did take this as far as we could, and I think both sides was represented fairly in this discussion. And that being said, we have to accept the process the way it is and do cross our fingers and hope nothing bad does go there. So that's all I got, Bobby.
Council will meet next Wednesday on our regular first and third Wednesdays, returning to regular order. A motion to adjourn is in order by Julian, seconded by DeVorich. All in favor, signify by aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.